Gunsmithing take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this Thursday, May 28, 2026 edition. Just to wrap up this story about the governor signing the bill for Selfridge Air Force Base on the porch of Mackinac Island. One person not in the picture. And it's kind of interesting because in the photograph, you see the governor in a red business suit at the table, surrounded by all kinds of politicians. One of them, former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. What the heck is she doing in the picture? Had nothing to do with this in any way, shape, or form. But there she is. Well, right over the governor's left shoulder is Matt Hall. And as all the other politicians are looking at the governor signing the bill, looking down, Matt Hall is smiling like a Cheshire cat, looking directly at the photographer. Loud, large, and proud. Well, one person not in the photograph is U.S. Congressman John James. James currently represents the 10th Congressional District, basically Macomb County area where the base is located. When asked why he wasn't asked to be part of today's press conference with the signing of the bill by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and others, James said, that's a good question that you need to ask the governor. Adding that today's investment was because of no one other than President Donald Trump. President Trump was the one that made it happen. And frankly, there were a ton of people within his own administration that did not want that to happen. James said that the U.S. Senate is in the process of greenlining a separate $162 million that James requested for the base coming from Washington, D.C. That was done roughly 2 weeks ago. Combination of all this money will absolutely secure the improvements that need to be made starting this summer, finishing up next spring, early summer of 2028, making sure that the new fighter jets can fly into Selfridge Air Force Base while President Trump is still president in 2028. These improvements starting this year, 2026, continuing in 2027, will make sure that these new jets land at their new home in Macomb County, said Congressman James. So, pretty interesting field report from MERS News Service. Greatly appreciate it. Still coming from Mackinac Island, Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Winnie Brinks, says that the state capitol's three major leaders have not yet met to discuss ways to pay for the upcoming state budget, which they aim to have done by the end of next month, the end of June. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Winnie Brinks from Grand Rapids said that a yearly gathering of business, political, and nonprofit leaders hosted by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, gives us a perfect opportunity to talk about what needs to be done. Brinks, when asked if she believes a withdrawal from the Michigan's $2.2 billion budget stabilization fund, known as the Rainy Day Fund, remains necessary to cover next year's fiscal year budget shortfall as a way to avoid creating any new taxes. Brinks said, "We may have to do that." Well, Senate Democrats back in April approved a $350 million withdrawal from the Michigan Rainy Day Fund as part of their budget proposal. They aim to use the money to address anticipated costs related to the cuts that came from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that President Donald Trump signed last summer. In that bill, it reforms Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. The federal dollars just were eliminated. Well, on the other hand, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proposed withdrawing $400 million from the account, as well as deploying multiple new sin taxes on things like vaping, internet gaming run by large casinos, pre-wager sports betting, and even digital advertising on social media. Brink said, "I think we need to have that conversation with all three parties in a productive way." Of course, referring to Speaker Republican Matt Hall herself and the governor. Right now, the conversations have not happened yet. You cannot cut your way to helping the constituents of our state, the residents of our state, without some pain. So I think it's going to be important that we have the withdrawal from the Rainy Day Fund on the table as an option," end quote, said Brinks. Well, questions on the budget's sustainability, something that didn't happen in the budget-making season of 22 and 2023 following the China virus pandemic, where federal recovery dollars and better-than-expected tax revenue boosted the state's pocket. The only problem, instead of saving the excess, the Democrat-controlled House, Senate, and governor spent it. The money's gone, and it's not coming back, said Speaker Matt Hall. Well, additionally, on the island, with the state voters electing a new governor in November, the candidates have different visions. While on the stage, for example, during a series of 10-minute one-on-one interviews at the Winchester Whiskey and Bourbon Room on Mackinac Island, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the perceived frontrunner of the Democrats' primary, said that there needs to be a top-to-bottom review of how Michigan generates revenue for itself. She said a lot of Michigan's funding policies are antiquated. They haven't been revisited in decades, and the state can diversify its economy with more tourism, amusement attractions, arts, and sport. I've also seen, again, as the head of one of the largest agencies within state government, tremendous opportunity to shed wasteful spending, increase efficiencies, and do it all while preserving well-paying jobs for our state employees, but also controlling and delivering real results for the people, said Benson. Okay, I got one question. Had I been there? Excuse me, Secretary of State Benson, gubernatorial candidate. You've been the Secretary of State for the last 7 years. You're in your eighth and final year of being the head of that large state agency. You just said that we have tremendous opportunity to shed waste, wasteful spending, increase efficiencies within your department. Why haven't you done it? Oh, that's right. Because you're a tax and spend Democrat. Secretary of State, Department of State has increased their budget every single year while Jocelyn Benson has been at the head of the Secretary of State's office. Now she's running for governor. The head of one of the largest agencies in state government says we have tremendous opportunity to shed wasteful spending and increase our efficiencies. Why haven't you done it? This woman is so full of crap, it's not even funny. One of the other gubernatorial candidates there, Congressman John James, talked about beginning things with oversight. We need to look at the slush fund, the unspent general fund. These are dollars set aside to attract corporate development and unemployment payments that were completely wrongly administered. $9 billion that went out in unjustified unemployment payments, and nobody had to pay it back. We are going to focus on contracts. We're going to be focusing on taking care of the businesses because we cannot thrive without them. We've had companies leave our state after we've taken their tax dollars. We just had a president at Michigan State University leave our state and go to Clemson University because of the environment we have in the state. Well, a couple other Republicans running for governor made comments to MERS and also some state senators. We'll wrap this story. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number one. Other Republican gubernatorial candidates on Mackinac Island, previous Republican Attorney General Mike Cox talked about the importance of eliminating the state income tax paid by individuals, small businesses, which will promote job growth. Oakland County Pastor Ralph Rebant, a conservative underdog with loyal clusters of followers, talked about providing residents with a transactional card to purchase things with their gold and silver investments as a way to change how Michigan does commerce overall. Ralph, with all due respect, what gold and silver investments do we have? Out of all the things you could have said, this is what you chose to say to the reporter? Unbelievable. Well, in about 8 minutes, 10 o'clock, top of the hour, the Michigan Board of Canvassers, working with the Bureau of Elections, are going to rule on whether or not Ralph Rebant's campaign turned in enough valid signatures to be on the ballot August 4th as a candidate. Rebant's campaign turned in only 18,216 signatures. You have to have 15,000 valid signatures to get on the ballot. Well, a sampling of 750 of those signatures proved that 214 of them were not valid, which is almost a 33% not valid good rate. If you multiply their percentages against the total, he's going to fall short. The only thing they could possibly do is request that they actually do a full audit of all the signatures, not just a random sampling of a few. So 10 o'clock this morning is the hearing. I'll be monitoring the news alerts throughout the rest of the show, and we'll see whether or not he makes it on the ballot. Newest state senator sworn in, Senator Chedrick Green of Democrat of Saginaw, was asked about whether he would support the rainy day fund withdrawal in order to balance the budget. Green tried pitching himself while running for this seat as a working class leader. as someone who talked heavily about more than half of his constituents earn less than $60,000 a year, the impact of new taxes and Medicaid changes could have on them. He signaled that the state capitol needs, what's the point of having a rainy day fund? Is it there to help us to avoid taxes? We have the money. Why do we leave it just sitting there? Not wanting to have the money sitting aside when residents are having to tap into their own funds to pay their bills. We have folks in our district that I talked to at the door said, I'm depleting my savings account just to be able to live. Things are costing so much more, I have to dip in my savings every month to pay for my mortgage, to pay the electric bill. I have to withdraw money out of the account just to make sure that I'm able to keep the roof over my family's head, to make sure I have a car that goes back and forth to work, and to be able to have enough money to afford the gas. Well, sounds like Democrat Senator Green wants to agree with the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, they want to withdraw millions from the rainy day fund. There's only one problem. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and his Republican caucus don't want to do it. Matt Hall made the comment, the rainy day fund is exactly that. And as I look up into the skies, it's not raining. So this is definitely going to be a sticking point on this year's budget. Finishing up this story, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. Certainly, we have less money than we've had in the past. So it should be a reasonable amount to live within our means and passing a balanced budget. Those things are more important than what we do with specific projects. Well, Republicans saved the state $700 million in special pet projects the Democrats wanted. They specifically held money back. And so far, the courts have agreed with the Republicans. We'll see where this goes. We'll see how they're going to do the budget. That's got to be done before July 1st, before they break for the summer and the primary campaigning season. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV.